Episode 14, The Tragedy and Legacy of Elisa Lam. On this episode of Shadows of Mystery, we explore the haunting and heartbreaking story of Elisa Lam, a young woman whose life was overshadowed by struggles with mental health and whose tragic death at the Cecil Hotel sparked worldwide intrigue. Beyond the theories and speculations lies a tale of humanity, resilience, and the urgent need for compassion. Join us as we peel back the layers of Elisa's story, challenge the sensationalism surrounding her case, and shine a light on the importance of mental health awareness. This is not just a story about mystery. It's a call for empathy and understanding in the face of life's darkest moments. The strange and tragic case of Elisa Lam has etched itself into true crime lore, capturing imaginations and sparking debates across the world. Elisa, a 21-year-old Canadian student traveling alone, was reported missing on January 31, 2013, while staying at the Cecil Hotel in downtown Los Angeles. Weeks later, after an intensive search, her body was discovered in a water tank atop the hotel, under circumstances that remain shrouded in mystery. The haunting elevator footage released during the investigation, showing Elisa behaving erratically as if interacting with someone unseen, added a chilling layer to the case. The discovery reawakened interest in the Cecil Hotel, a location already infamous for its dark history of violence, suicides, and connections to serial killers. Elisa's story has become more than just a puzzling tragedy. It serves as a stark reminder of the importance of understanding mental health struggles, a lens into the eerie and often sinister reputation of the Cecil Hotel, and a reflection of society's enduring fascination with the unexplained and the macabre. Who was Elisa Lam? Elisa Lam was not just a headline or a mystery to be dissected. She was a young woman full of life, aspirations, and a deep curiosity for the world. Born on April 30, 1991, in Vancouver, Canada, Elisa grew up as the daughter of immigrants who worked hard to build a life for their family. She was a student at the University of British Columbia, juggling the pressures of academia with her desire for self-discovery and the challenges of managing her mental health. Through her online presence, particularly her blogs on platforms like Tumblr, Elisa shared her thoughts, dreams, and struggles openly. She often wrote about her experiences with bipolar disorder and depression, offering insight into her introspective and thoughtful nature. Her words reflected someone who was relatable yet complex, a young woman trying to make sense of her emotions while striving to find meaning in her life. By early 2013, Elisa decided she needed a change of pace. She planned a solo trip to California, viewing it as an opportunity to step away from the routine of her studies and embrace new experiences. She meticulously researched her trip, setting an itinerary that included visits to popular attractions and landmarks. Elisa's journey began in San Diego, where she visited the renowned San Diego Zoo and explored the city, capturing her adventures in photos and detailed blog posts. Her posts reflected her excitement about traveling and the joy she found in exploring new places, even if she also touched on moments of introspection and uncertainty. From San Diego, she traveled to Los Angeles, where she checked into the historic Cecil Hotel on January 28th. The Cecil, though rich in history, had gained a notorious reputation over the years due to its association with crime and tragedy. Despite this, Elisa seemed optimistic about her stay and continued her habit of staying in touch with her family. Daily phone calls reassured her parents that she was safe, and Elisa shared updates about her trip, including her plans to visit bookshops, museums, and other local sites. Prosody ready sent. But on January 31st, Elisa's regular phone calls to her family suddenly stopped. When she failed to check out of the hotel as scheduled, her parents became alarmed. Elisa's silence was out of character, and they quickly contacted local authorities to report her missing. The police initiated a search for Elisa, combing through the hotel and surrounding areas. Flyers with her photo were distributed, and the case began to gain media attention. Her disappearance marked the beginning of a tragic and mysterious story that would captivate people around the world, sparking endless speculation and discussions about mental health, safety, and the eerie history of the Cecil Hotel. The haunting hotel and its ghostly reputation. The backdrop of Elisa's disappearance is as chilling and enigmatic as the story itself. The Cecil Hotel, steeped in nearly a century of dark and unsettling history, has long been infamous for its eerie allure and grim reputation. Opened in 1924, the hotel was originally intended as a luxurious destination for business travelers and tourists visiting Los Angeles. However, the Great Depression hit shortly after its opening, and the Cecil soon found itself catering to a very different clientele. Located in downtown Los Angeles near Skid Row, the Cecil became a place where two vastly different worlds collided, housing both long-term residents who viewed it as an affordable home and short-term visitors, many of whom were unaware of its shadowy past or its proximity to one of the city's most impoverished and crime-ridden areas. The contrast between these two groups created a unique mix of stability and chaos that set the stage for decades of troubling incidents. Over the years, the Cecil gained a dark reputation, becoming a magnet for violence, despair, and tragedy. The hotel was home to several infamous figures, perhaps most notably Richard Ramirez, the Night Stalker serial killer. Ramirez, who lived at the Cecil during his horrific killing spree in the 1980s, reportedly used the building as a hideout, throwing his bloodied clothes into the dumpster after his crimes. Decades later, Austrian serial killer Jack Unterweger also checked into the Cecil, using the hotel as his base while committing murders under the guise of being a journalist. Beyond these notorious residents, the hotel was the site of numerous suicides, mysterious disappearances, and unexplained deaths, earning it the nickname Hotel Death among locals. Stories of people leaping to their deaths from its windows, overdoses in its rooms, and guests vanishing without a trace added to its chilling legacy. One of the most infamous incidents occurred in 1964, when Goldie Osgood, a retired telephone operator known as the Pigeon Lady, was brutally murdered in her room at the Cecil, a crime that remains unsolved to this day. With its sordid history, the hotel became a symbol of urban decay and human suffering, its reputation cemented as one of the most haunted and unsettling locations in Los Angeles. By the time Elisa Lam stayed there in 2013, the Cecil was attempting to shed its notorious image. In a rebranding effort, part of the hotel had been renamed Stay on Main, aimed at attracting budget-conscious travelers and tourists who were drawn to downtown Los Angeles's revitalization efforts. This rebranding included a separate entrance, updated marketing materials, and a fresh attempt to cater to a younger, more modern demographic. Yet, despite these efforts, the Cecil's infamous reputation loomed large. Its unsettling past clung to it like a shadow, and many visitors, including Elisa, may not have been fully aware of the hotel's morbid legacy. The haunting history of the Cecil served as an ominous backdrop to the events that would unfold during Elisa Lam's fateful stay, adding an eerie layer to a tragedy that continues to mystify the public, a trail gone cold. After Elisa's family reported her missing, the Los Angeles Police Department launched an extensive search, determined to uncover her whereabouts. Officers combed through the Cecil Hotel, including all its floors, its rooftop, and the surrounding neighborhoods. Cadaver dogs were brought in to assist, but even they failed to pick up her scent beyond the hotel lobby, leaving investigators with more questions than answers. Desperate for clues, the police turned their attention to the hotel's security footage, hoping it might shed light on her mysterious disappearance. What they found was a video clip that would both horrify and mesmerize millions worldwide, sparking endless debate and speculation. The now infamous surveillance footage, taken from within the hotel's elevator, captured Elisa behaving in a way that many found deeply unsettling. In the video, she can be seen entering the elevator and pressing multiple buttons, seemingly at random. She peeks out into the hallway repeatedly, as if searching for someone, or perhaps hiding from someone. At times, she swiftly steps in and out of the elevator, caught as though unsure of what to do next. Her movements grow increasingly erratic, culminating in bizarre hand gestures that almost seem deliberate yet wholly mysterious, as if she were communicating with something unseen. The elevator itself also appeared to malfunction, with the doors failing to close despite no visible obstruction, adding to the eerie nature of the footage. The police released the video to the public on February 13th, hoping someone might recognize Elisa or provide information about her odd behavior. Instead, the haunting footage went viral, captivating millions worldwide and igniting a flurry of theories. Social media and online forums exploded with speculation. Was Elisa trying to evade someone stalking her? Could her erratic actions be explained by drugs, alcohol, or a mental health crisis? Or was there a more sinister force involved? Theories ranged from the plausible to the fantastical, with some suggesting she was the victim of foul play or organized crime, while others claimed supernatural interference or even a paranormal presence. The gripping mystery of Elisa's behavior in the elevator left investigators and the public grappling with far more questions than answers. The Cecil Hotel, infamous for its dark history, only added to the intrigue, fueling suspicions that something far more chilling might have been at play. The chilling discovery. On February 19th, a maintenance worker at the Cecil Hotel, Santiago Lopez, made a shocking and deeply unsettling discovery that would send shockwaves through the public and spark endless speculation. Responding to multiple complaints from hotel guests about low water pressure, odd discoloration, and strange-tasting tap water, Lopez ascended to the rooftop to inspect the hotel's large water tanks. Guests had reported that the tap water was unusually murky and carried a foul odor, prompting staff to investigate the source of the issue. When Lopez climbed the ladder to inspect the tanks, what he found was horrifying. Inside one of the tanks, Elisa Lam's lifeless, nude body floated face up in the water. Her clothes, which matched those she had been wearing in the infamous elevator footage that had gone viral online, were found submerged alongside her. The discovery was grim, but it was only the beginning of a series of puzzling questions that have haunted this case ever since. The circumstances of her death raised far more questions than they answered. The rooftop area where the water tanks were located was not easily accessible to the general public. Hotel staff had ensured that access points to the rooftop were locked and secured with alarms, and the area was monitored to prevent unauthorized entry. How Elisa managed to access this restricted area remains unclear. Adding to the mystery, the water tanks themselves were massive and equipped with heavy steel lids that required significant strength and effort to open. It seemed unlikely that someone could access the tank, open the lid, and close it again without being noticed by staff or security. Furthermore, once inside, escape from the tank would have been nearly impossible. The interior of the tank was smooth and lacked any fixed supports, ladders, or footholds, making it incredibly difficult for anyone to climb out unaided. To complicate matters further, Elisa Lam had been documented behaving oddly in the days leading up to her death. The elevator footage, which showed her making strange gestures, stepping in and out of the elevator, and appearing to hide from someone or something, only added to the intrigue surrounding her case. While some speculated that mental health issues may have played a role, Elisa had been diagnosed with bipolar disorder, others pointed to the unusual circumstances and suggested foul play. The mystery of how Elisa Lam ended up in such an isolated and inaccessible location continues to baffle investigators and captivate the public, leaving behind a story that is as haunting as it is tragic. Piecing together the truth. When the coroner's report was released, it officially ruled Elisa's cause of death as accidental drowning, with her bipolar disorder listed as a significant contributing factor. Toxicology reports revealed that Elisa had consumed prescription medications aligned with her treatment plan, but in lower quantities than prescribed. This suggested she might have been under-medicating or had recently stopped taking her medication altogether, which can significantly increase the risk of experiencing a psychotic episode. Without the proper balance of medication, individuals with bipolar disorder may face heightened emotional instability, disorganized thoughts, and paranoia, all of which could impair their ability to make rational decisions. Experts have theorized that Elisa's mental health condition could explain her unusual behavior in the elevator, captured in the infamous surveillance footage, and her eventual decision to climb into the water tank where her body was later discovered. Psychotic episodes are known to cause a detachment from reality, leading to behaviors that may seem illogical or inexplicable to others. Despite the coroner's conclusions, these findings have not quelled public skepticism or speculation surrounding Elisa's death. The eerie circumstances, combined with unanswered questions about how she accessed the restricted rooftop and the sealed water tank, have fueled conspiracy theories ranging from foul play to paranormal involvement. The case continues to intrigue and unsettle, leaving many to wonder if there is more to the story than the official reports suggest. The internet's grip on the case. The internet played a pivotal role in Elise's story, amplifying widespread public fascination and fueling relentless theorizing. Online sleuths meticulously dissected the now infamous elevator footage frame by frame, scrutinizing every second for clues. Some became convinced the footage had been tampered with, citing potential cover-ups or edited segments, while others leaned into supernatural explanations, pointing to the Cecil Hotel's dark and eerie history, which includes a long list of tragic and unsettling events. Theories abounded, ranging from Elisa being pursued by an unknown assailant to suggestions that she was participating in the so-called elevator game, a mysterious urban legend said to transport participants to other dimensions. These theories, though speculative, captivated internet forums and social media, with users devoting hours to piecing together what they believed to be the puzzle of her last moments. While many internet sleuths were genuinely seeking answers, some crossed ethical boundaries in their fervor. Hotel staff at the Cecil became targets of harassment, with accusations flying online. Even worse, Elise's grieving family was subjected to invasive scrutiny and hurtful speculation, compounding their pain. This darker side of internet investigations underscored the harm that can arise when curiosity turns into obsession. Director Joe Berlinger's 2021 Netflix series, Crime Scene: The Vanishing at the Cecil Hotel, delves into these phenomena, exploring the dangers of misguided investigations and mob-like behavior online. The documentary also highlights the need for responsible storytelling, especially in cases like Elisa's, which intersect with complex mental health struggles. As the internet grows ever more powerful in shaping narratives, her story serves as a cautionary tale about the balance between curiosity and compassion. Suspects in the case. Suspects in the case and their links to the crime. Hotel staff. The hotel staff at the Cecil Hotel came under scrutiny due to their proximity to Elisa Lam. They were among the last people to have interacted with her, raising questions about whether their actions were connected to her disappearance. Fellow hotel residents. The Cecil Hotel was known for housing long-term residents and diverse individuals, including those with troubled pasts. Some speculated that one of these residents might have been involved in Elisa's death, given the often unchecked environment of the building. Morbid, Pablo Vergara, a musician known as Morbid, faced intense online harassment after internet detectives falsely linked him to the case based on his dark music and social media posts. Despite having no physical connection to the events, speculation harmed his reputation. Unknown strangers. Surveillance footage of Elisa in an elevator suggested she might have been interacting with an unseen individual. This fueled theories about a potential unknown suspect or predator within the hotel. While these suspicions drove much of the early investigation and online discourse, no conclusive evidence connected any individual to foul play, leaving the case steeped in mystery. Lessons from a tragedy. The Elisa Lam case is a sobering reminder of the delicate interplay between mental health, individual tragedy, and societal sensationalism. It underscores the devastating consequences of untreated mental health conditions and highlights the critical importance of seeking help and providing resources for those who are struggling. Elisa's story also sheds light on society's ongoing challenge to address mental illness with compassion and respect, as it is often clouded by stigma, mystery, and fear. This lack of understanding perpetuates harmful narratives, making it harder for individuals to seek help or for communities to have productive conversations about mental health. For the infamous Cecil Hotel, Elisa's death became another haunting chapter in its long, troubled history. The property, once a hub for transients and the site of numerous tragic incidents, has since ceased its operations as a hotel, but it continues to loom large in public consciousness as a symbol of urban decay, fragmented communities, and human suffering. Its story intertwines with Elisa's in ways that reflect the broader societal challenges of addressing poverty, mental health, and isolation in urban settings. For those captivated by Elise's story, it is vital to shift the narrative away from conspiracy theories, sensationalized speculations, and urban legends. Instead, we should focus on empathy and understanding for a young woman whose life ended tragically. Elise's struggles, as well as the way her story was received and exploited by the media and the public, serve as a poignant call to action to understand, support, and destigmatize mental health issues. Her case is not just a mystery to be solved, but a human story that demands compassion. If her story leaves you with one takeaway, let it be this. Behind every mystery is a person, a life that mattered, a voice that deserved to be heard, and a struggle that deserved understanding. Elise's story is a reminder that we must do better in addressing mental health, offering support, and treating every individual with the dignity and respect they deserve. Please like and subscribe if you love our content. Thanks.